Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks again to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and, of course, the Alice Nerd Network. He's a big part of the show. It's always nice to talk to him. It is beautiful out right now. Because it's,
right,
yeah,
right,
it's not 1,000. Yeah, it's not 1,000 degrees yet.
Because so. It's 8 in the morning. Right.
Nice, bright, sunshiny day. And it's Hump Day, and Big Brother's on tonight. And, you know, if you just put your blinders on, it seems like it's going to be a great day. Like, there's nothing wrong in the world. Just look through a tiny little...
I was reading this morning that... Well, no, it's just, you know, the people who have been dealing with this all along, not that we haven't, but, you know, the scientists, they're saying... Just expect to be wearing a mask till next summer. That's just the deal.
Yeah. Masks are a thing. You need them. Anyway, someday we'll look back on this and be like, oh, wasn't that a weird time? Anyway, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There is a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support and enhancing employee safety. Fremont Bank.
.com.
Let's see. We'll do a little music news here. A while ago, the Flaming Lips were on, I want to say they were on Colbert, and they performed in, and they weren't on Colbert in that they weren't in the studio with him. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's doing these remote performances, but they all performed in bubbles. Like, they were in bubbles, the audience was in bubbles, and it was like, oh, look at that. That's kind of neat. It seems like it get really hot in that bubble, but okay. Right. You know, song or two. Well, they like the bubble. They like it. They've got these bubbles. They apparently went out and purchased these bubbles. So they are sticking with the bubble thing.
How do you play guitar in a bubble?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be in the bubbles when they actually do, because they're going to do these concerts. And Brittany, I sent you today, there's like an overhead of the collapsed bubbles. First show the other one. Yeah, show the one where they're... So there's all the bubbles laid out. There you see the stage. Mm-hmm, and there's... Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that is. What is that? 10 times... So 80 people, I guess, something like that, can go to this concert.
All right.
Maybe fewer. But they're... So they're collapsed bubbles. They're all in their own little space. And... But God, I just see so many problems with these bubbles. And then they show them inflated and the people... So they're... If you can imagine sort of a... school gymnasium divided off into 10-foot sections with a big plastic bubble in each one. And I guess people go to their bubble first, get in their bubble. The bubble gets inflated, or maybe they're attached. Maybe that's some kind of inflation down there. I'm like, okay, first of all, if someone's a panic attack because they're in the middle of a freaking field of bubbles, there's nowhere for them to go. They can't get out of the thing. God forbid someone has to pee. Is it only one person per bubble? So you're, and can you even see through the bubble that's fogging up from your breath to the stage? There's just so many problems.
Well, here's the... First of all, this isn't for you. This is for young people. And I don't think young people worry as much about the things that you're bringing up. And you didn't either when you were a young person. You used to run out of the house with...
Yeah. I guess I'd worry about them when they started happening to me.
As you got older, you started to go... Oh, I'm going to need this, and I'll need this, and I better get stock up on this. And kids don't do that. They don't care. Yeah. They go out. They go running out of the house. half dressed and don't, and then they're not thinking at all that it's going to either be cold or whoops, I forgot this or that. Oh, I didn't even bring a jacket. Your parents have been telling you to bring a jacket everywhere you go since you were four.
Were very, very young when that
there
started.
You are at, you know, 19, freezing your ass off in Golden Gate Park at Outside Lands.
I look so good.
Right. So
in my half shirt.
This is a young person thing. I don't know who. I don't even listen to those guys. So
I don't know.
What do you call them? Flaming Lips, you say? I know of them. I'm not interested. So I wouldn't go to this either. But I'm sure there's young people who want to do LSD and be in a bubble and watch this band play.
It just seems like a recipe for disaster. Children, take warning. So, and frankly, these guys are our age. So older children, take warning. Wayne Coyne is the singer. And he says, it seems absurd, but it's becoming kind of serious and real. We're starting to get ready to do an actual show where there's three people in each of these space bubbles, and we play two shows a night and get a big audience in there each time. So if there's 80 bubbles, 300 people, you know, three people per bubble, and now here they are with the bubbles. There's only one person in each of these bubbles, but that is the singer on top of the bubbles. Mm-hmm. So he's in a bubble. He's rolled out into the field of bubbles.
Crowd surfing.
Yeah, he's crowd surfing in a bubble. It's much less dangerous than regular crowd surfing because you're in a bubble the whole time. So they did this earlier this week and to test it out, I guess. And, you know, they're going to have to be in one location. I don't think you can move this bubble apparatus everywhere you go. And then I'm thinking, okay, two shows, really? So is somebody going to get in there and wipe down the whole surface of every one of these 80 bubbles?
You'd have to have double the bubbles.
You have to have double bubbles, Vin.
Right.
Maybe that I didn't even think of double bubbles.
That's the only way because, no, you cannot go in and clean those in a reasonable amount of time. I wouldn't think. You know, you have to clean the inside, right?
Yeah, right. Right. So I read something where, is it the Falcons? They're cleaning their stadium with a drone that squirts. The cleaning time down?
I don't know about the Falcons specifically, but yes, and schools are dealing with this as well. They have to send in crews that spray everything down.
Right.
And so I know that one of my good friends is a teacher here in Santa Cruz County, and she's in school. Those kids are in class, and each of those kids is wearing a mask. They have a plastic, what do they call those?
Face shield.
And each of the desks has its own plastic shield. And each night they send in sprayers and they spray the whole place down.
So hold on. So a dude with a pack on his back? Because look at this drone sprayer.
Yeah,
so they're saying that these drones are going to cut down the amount. Oh, and people are putting their hands into the drone spray to clean them. I don't know what they're spraying on there.
It could easily just be Lysol.
It could also easily just not be done. Like let's just. I don't know. People want their things.
You got to remember, and that's why I drove to the city while we were on vacation. That's why I went to the mall. While this is very comfortable for you at home, plenty of people are absolutely going bat crap crazy. And we talked about mental, you know, resilience in the first week of this crap. Now we're
seven months in?
I am not built for this myself. So I can see how there are people, but I have a family and there are things that are sort of keeping me going and I'm good.
Because you got to do them, your dad.
And especially because now that I've got a little time to get out and surf, it's working out for me. But I know there are plenty of people who it's not and they want to go and they want to do anything. And that effort is, I'm glad people are able to, they're trying. I'm glad to have football on TV. I'll give you that.
Right.
Thank God for it.
Demi Lovato has teamed up with Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, who is an artist in his own right. And they have done a political ballad called Commander in Chief. And we're going to hear a little bit of that. What does Phineas sound like when it's not his sister he's playing? I wonder what Billie thinks. Oh, my God. Is my brother cheating on me with Demi Lovato? It's crazy.
Shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander in chief, honestly,
If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe?
Wow, I think she wrote this like in the last week. Damn. So there's just a little snippet of it. Jane will tell me if the Alice is going to jump on that. In the meantime, Jane actually has a contest going on with Phineas's sister. You might know her as Billie Eilish. She's doing a live stream show called Where Do We Go? And every day this week at 5:05, Jane has your chance to get online access to the show. It's a very exclusive thing. Even though it's virtual, you'll be one of only however many people are on the Zoom meeting.
Are you talking about Jane Bondage?
Jane? I'm talking about Jane's Bondage.
Jane's Bondage, the afternoon show here on Alice. Okay.
That's right. Uh-huh. So just listen for, there's a code word that she's going to give you at 5:05, and then you've got a chance at it. So take your chances, and you can maybe go check out Billie Eilish. But there you go. That's a new song from her brother Phineas and Demi Lovato. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, is not happy. She's entering her busy season, Vinny, and no one's interested.
Right.
I'm staying home, not doing Halloween this year. So she's her livelihood is being threatened by COVID-19. She's very unhappy, and she's fighting back in the form of a song.
Oh, no.
It's what, her brand new track, Don't Cancel Halloween. It's basically set to Madonna's Holiday. Were you able to find this?
I it was fine.
Coors Light doesn't need a photo of her on their displays for Halloween in the grocery stores. I mean, I think that...
Maybe they'll use last year's photo. They're like, COVID, you know, we can't take any new ones. Oh, by the way, Jane just sent me a black heart. I'm not sure if it's just because she loves me or if there's some... Hold on.
All right.
Are we playing the Demi song?
It would suck so bad. Imagine if you will. No costume, candy, or celebration. Cause everybody's still.
Oh boy, those boobs are. Listen, Elvira is just, she's a regular. If you've ever seen her without her makeup on, she's got to be in her 60s by now. Find out how old the real... I mean, she looks amazing. Those boobs are just... They're like on a dish out in front. Like,
she's not exactly doing close-ups.
No, she's not. And, you know, like your brother Nick can attest to, he can fix it. He can go frame by frame and fix what someone's got going on.
She's 69.
69.
Oh, my... Okay, so there you go. You know, you're forgiven for the long shots, Elvira.
She's basically saying, look, please, you guys, it's my favorite night. Oh, this coronavirus is floating in the background with him. Don't look. That's the thing. We're not doing it. But thanks for the song. Fun. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is virtual. Surprise. And it's happening Saturday, November 7th at 8 p.m. on HBO. They have a ton of stars who are lined up for this to do some of the presentations and stuff. This year's inductees are Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. Dave Grohl's going to start the show with an intro to all of them, and then the other celebrities will speak about how the artists impacted their lives and careers. I'm not seeing anything about how they'll handle the performances. Maybe each of these.
You said
bands.
Inductees, not nominees. So these are the people going in.
They're the people who are going in.
Can you repeat them again? Depeche Mode.
It is. Hold on, let me find it. Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex are all being inducted. They're in the Rock Hall.
Wow, good for the Doobie Brothers. And you'd think T-Rex would already be in there, but okay.
I think the Doobie Brothers would be too, actually. So congrats to all the inductees. This is happening November 7th. It's a Saturday night, 8 o'clock on HBO. I have no idea if this is live or if they're going to pre-tape it, edit it, and put it up there, but that's when it's happening. Miley Cyrus is going to be on the show, Adam Levine, Dave Grohl, Diddy, Luke Bryan, Don Henley, Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys, Chris Martin, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Brad Paisley, Bruce Springsteen, Ringo Starr, Gwen Stefani, a million people are going to be there to help out with the ceremony from their various places. I'm sure they're all being piped in from wherever. But congrats to all the inductees. And if you want to watch, Saturday, November 7th, 8 o'clock, HBO.
All right.
What am I doing for time here? Did you grab the Elton John audio? He's got a book. He's got a memoir. And he's busy recording the audio version of it.
Oh, okay.
So let's hear a little bit of that. Here we go.
The dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too and started laughing. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. No, preposterousness. Oh, preposterousness is preposterousness. It wasn't just go
preposterousness.
It wasn't just a sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just a sheer preposterousness. 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 I can't say it. Preposterousness.
Ouch.
It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness of what had happened.
And it goes
on. Oh, there we go. That was, you know, don't worry about it, Elton. We know it's you. Don't worry.
These things happen.
They do. He's also announced a massive career-spanning box set called Elton Jewel Box, and that's coming out November 13th. And
you know, I think he was in the middle of, his goodbye two-year tour when the world shut down. So I wonder if that means he comes back or if he's just like, peace.
Well, the fact that he's put out his book and now he's got this Deep Cuts album coming out, maybe he's done. I don't know. How old is Elton John?
Got to be 70. If Elvira's 69, he's got to be in his 70s.
I agree. Well, look, he was already, he might even be in his 80s.
73.
Well, okay, 73. Because he was recording stuff in 1965. He had a band called Bluesology, and there are going to be deep cuts from that on this
Whoa,
jewel box.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
They don't even show that in the movie.
So, Sing Me No, let's see. He's already dropped a previously unreleased 1969 rarity called Sing Me No Sad Songs, and you can get the whole thing. It's called Elton Jewel Box, and it's November 13th. Bunch of rarities, B-sides, fan favorites from throughout his career. So there you go. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Nerd news.
Oh, I love nerd news.
Tattoos. And why the internet is cool after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.